When we meditate, we simply sit and pay attention to our breathing. At first, this seems like an easy thing to do, and it is easy. It is the easiest thing in the world. When we sit and only pay attention to our breathing, we are being simply human. This is the clearest state we can be in. Breathing is something that our body does by itself without any help from our thinking brain. So when we meditate, we are paying attention to that part of us that functions without thinking. Every moment that we exist, our body sustains us in our environment by simply breathing. Our body knows exactly how much oxygen to breathe in and exactly how much carbon dioxide to breathe out. We, that is our conscious self, don't have to do anything. Meditating is a way to open up a dialogue between that part of us that believes we always have to and can do something to change or control things, and a part of us that knows intuitively how to function in a balanced way at every single moment of our existence. Modern science tells us that meditation quiets the mind, and meditators are typically able to respond to every situation they encounter more fluidly and decisively. In the mental health field, meditation is used extensively as an ancillary to the treatment of depression, anxiety, and other disorders, including recovery from alcohol and substance abuse. The kind of meditation I will be teaching you comes from Zen Buddhism and has been practiced for thousands of years by monks in China, India, Japan, and throughout Asia. I have devised this meditation program specifically for people who are in psychotherapy with me, but anyone can learn how to meditate and derive benefit from a regular meditation practice. Nothing could be more natural or more effortless than simply breathing. We don't have to tell our body what to do, and we don't have to think. So when we sit and pay attention to our breathing, we are acknowledging our natural effortless being. But our conscious thinking brain creates a lot of distractions from that natural easy part of us. The first part of our meditation training focuses on ways to deal with those distractions. So let's begin by sitting for just a few minutes and paying attention to our breath. Sit comfortably in a straight back chair if you can, or use a meditation cushion if you have one. It's okay if you don't. If you're sitting in a chair, sit up straight, with your feet flat on the floor, about shoulder width apart. Make sure your butt is nicely tucked into the chair and that your spine is erect so that your skull is nicely balanced on it. Your head should not tip backwards or forwards, and your gaze should be straight ahead. You may sit with your eyes open or closed. If you choose to sit with your eyes open, lower your gaze to a spot on the floor about 6 feet in front of you. Place your hands palm up, resting on your thighs. Take a few moments now to adjust your position. That's good. In a moment, we will begin a timed meditation exercise that will last for 3 minutes. We begin with 2 strikes of the gong and end with 1. Then there will be a pause before instruction begins again. You will hear some quiet background sounds to help you to relax. Just allow your attention to rest on the breathing of your body. We will begin the timed exercise now. Thank you. So how was that experience? Most people find it relaxing, but they also notice that their mind wanders away from just focusing on their breath. That is perfectly natural. Having a mind empty of thought is not a prerequisite for meditation. It might be an outcome, but that discussion is for another time. This time, let's try something else for a few minutes. Again, we will begin with two strikes of the gong and end with one. When you focus your attention on your breath, notice where in your body your attention rests, and allow it to wander around your body wherever your breathing seems to be present. Your attention might be on your nose and mouth, on your chest, on your diaphragm, or on the rising and falling of your belly. It doesn't matter. Just familiarize yourself with the path of your breath as it enters and leaves your body by allowing your attention to rest in each place for a while. If you notice that your mind wanders, just kindly and gently remind yourself to bring your attention back into focus. Take a moment to adjust your seating position so that you can maintain it without moving for the next few minutes. And we'll begin. Did you notice when you had more specific instructions about following your breath that it was easier to maintain your focus? If you did, try practicing this way consistently, following the path of your breath as it enters and leaves your body. Now, it may not seem like much, but you've just done three things that are very important to leading a balanced, healthy life. And those same three things are a vital part of any meditation practice. Let's look at those three things, and I'll explain what I mean. The first thing you did was you sat still. How can sitting still be important to a balanced, healthy life? Aren't we supposed to do things, to exercise, eat properly, and so on? Well, yes, we are. But in Zen Buddhism, we learn that by doing things that are reactive, we are distancing ourselves from our capacity to simply be, distancing ourselves from our true nature. You see, it's easy to convince ourselves that doing is everything, that if our life is not going well, we need to do something about it, that if we always do the right thing, our life will be just wonderful. But we all know that bad things happen to even the best of people. Life doesn't know if we're being good or bad. Life just goes on flowing around us like a river. Sometimes our doing, our constant effort to make our life into something, needs adjustment. Learning how not to react by taking time to simply be and sitting still for a while is that adjustment. The second thing you did was you experienced the way your body sustains itself in the world on a moment-to-moment basis. Now, this is a radical idea because it addresses something we have all grown up with. We're taught that evolution is about two things: the survival of the fittest and procreation. That is indisputably correct. These two elements are the cornerstones of much of the activity that we engage in every day. But the two overarching concepts of survival and procreation are not the only aspects of evolution. They just happen to be the most dramatic and the ones that get the most attention. Life proceeds on a much more fundamental basis than this. In order to survive, to procreate, we must first sustain ourselves in our environment from one moment to the next. This is what any living organism must do, whether it is a tree, a bird, a bug, or a blade of grass. As humans, we sustain ourselves from moment to moment by breathing. So when you sit and simply pay attention to your breath, you're getting in touch with something very fundamental to all of human existence and to the existence of all living organisms. The third thing you did was you treated yourself kindly by gently reminding yourself to bring your attention back to focus on your breath whenever it wandered. This too is an important element in a balanced, healthy life. By treating yourself kindly, you are acknowledging and respecting your fragility as a human living organism. We often forget just how vulnerable we really are, how fragile life is, how tenuous is our hold on it, and how miraculous it is that we are alive at all. By treating ourselves with kindness, we acknowledge and respect the living being that we are and the life that is given us. We'll begin practicing again in a few moments, but before we do, you might want to stand and do some gentle stretching. I'll give you some time to do that, beginning now. Okay. When you're ready, sit back on your meditation cushion or in your chair. Adjust your position until you can sit comfortably without having to move for several minutes. Remember, have a nice straight back, feet shoulder width apart, firmly planted on the ground, hands palm upwards on your thighs. We're going to practice a little longer this time, about 10 or 12 minutes. The background sounds will last only 2.5 minutes or so, and then fade to silence. Begin by taking 3 good, long, slow, full breaths in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth. Make sure you fill your lungs to capacity when you breathe in and empty them completely when you breathe out. Take one breath for each of the important elements of meditation that you have learned. Breathe once for stillness, the antidote to doing. Breathe once for breath itself, that sustains life in every moment. And breathe once for kindness, that respects all of life, including your own. After you've taken your third breath, I'll sound the gong for the beginning of practice. Take your first deep breath now.